This is New England Public Radio. Good afternoon, I'm Kari Injiri. There are no shortages of transportation, environmental, and other challenges in the Pioneer Valley. And the agency tasked with thinking big about it all will soon undergo a leadership change. After more than four decades, Tim Brennan is retiring from the Pioneer Valley Planning Commission at the end of September. Brennan says he recognizes most people don't know what planning agencies do, since their mission is to look decades in the future. But he tells me life in the Valley would be quite different without the work.
To take a for instance, from my perspective, there'd be no PVTA on the ground.
No transit authority.
No transit authority that moves about 11 million people per year. The cleanup of the Connecticut River wouldn't have happened. We've cleaned up about 50%, taken a number of communities off the pollution list entirely. We still have a ways to go, but have come a long way since the New York Times dubbed it the best landscape sewer in the country.
Best landscape sewer?
Sewer in the nation. That was the moniker in the 70s for the Connecticut River because it was so full of pollution. And so to answer your question, we're all about chasing problems and, if it's humanly possible, heading them off before they actually happen, or at least minimizing them if they do, and then chasing opportunities that won't fall into our lap. We really have to go after them. So creating something like the Valley Bike Share Program, which is operational for its first year and now beginning to expand it beyond the initial set of communities. That's what's different, but many of the things we do seem to be below the radar screen.
Tim Brennan says the Commission's efforts on rail transit are starting to bear some fruit. Over the past year, expanded service between Springfield, Hartford, and New Haven has begun, with service to Greenfield due to come online in the next few weeks. The Planning Commission is also involved in a state study looking into finally expanding service between Boston, Springfield, and Pittsfield. Brennan feels his greatest accomplishment was developing a so-called Plan for Progress, outlining ways the 43 cities and towns in Hampden and Hampshire counties could address the region's issues.
It was a milestone in terms of getting the region to work together, not just to talk it, but to behave it, because collaboration is messy, but in today's world, it's absolutely essential. And I'm proud that I think we're one of the best regions in terms of the Commonwealth, in terms of being able to work together. We can always do better, but I think we're a long way from where we were in the 70s, 80s, 90s.
What's the messy?
The messy is that we're in New England, and we always had home rule as the absolute paramount. But as time goes on, if you try to clean up the Connecticut River, you can't do it alone. If you try to offer transit service, you can't do it alone. And to me, as I step down, the biggest challenge for all of us, planner, non-planner alike, is climate change. And we have a clock that's running down. We need to get on this together. We have to understand what it's doing to us now and what it will be doing to us. And the key goals are all tied to 2050. That's only about 30 years away. We need to do many, many things before then to cut this problem off before it cuts us off.
You know, looking over your four-decade career, what would you say about our dependency on the car? And how does this play towards addressing climate change?
Good question, complicated answer. We are a very auto-dependent region, but we are less so over the last 30, 40 years. The creation of the PVTA was to create a public transit piece. All the rail projects we've been chasing are to give folks an alternative to the automobile. The bike share program that we launched last June, these are all projects to say we need to get from one mode to multi-modes and attract more people to the modes that are less polluting in their nature. Having said that, the automobile is going to be with us a long, long time, and for good reason. So in that regard, what we have to do is get the entire fleet to be electric within a much shorter span of time than we had thought we had the luxury of. when we do that, we're making a remarkable impact on greenhouse gases, which is about the ones coming from transportation, about 40% of the total. So it's a big, big total, and it's not one that we've attacked very aggressively yet, but we absolutely have to.
Tim Brennan is the outgoing executive director of the Pioneer Valley Planning Commission. Thank you, Tim.
My pleasure, and thanks for having me on.
Tim Brennan's replacement at the Planning Commission is Kimberly Robinson, who most recently led a similar agency in Reno, Nevada. She begins in October. And you're listening to New England Public Radio.